This is WUWM. I'm Taryn Powell. A federal judge held an evidentiary hearing Thursday on President Trump's lawsuit that seeks to overturn President-elect Biden's victory in Wisconsin. The lawsuit asks that the GOP-controlled legislature be given the power to name Trump the winner here. During the hearing, Trump's attorney Bill Bach argued that the election wasn't run properly. He claims the risks of voter fraud were increased because ballot drop boxes were not staffed, voting by mail was widely used, and voters who said they were indefinitely confined were allowed to cast absentee ballots without showing a valid photo ID. But Jeff Mandel, attorney for Democratic Governor Tony Evers, said if the president had an issue with drop boxes, which also were used in the April and August elections, Trump should have made an effort to challenge the practice earlier. Mandel also said the president had time to challenge issues related to voters who self-identify as being indefinitely confined, since that guidance was made clear in March of this year. The case is before U.S. District Judge Brett Ludwig, a Trump appointee. He previously called Trump's request bizarre and very odd. On Thursday, Ludwig said siding with Trump would be the most remarkable ruling in the history of this court or the federal judiciary. The judge said he'll likely make a decision in the next day or so. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.